ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, गोल्डन मॉर्निंग, हैप्पी मॉर्निंग। Beautiful song, oh the ocean of love, we are lost in your love, merged in your love. God is love, God is light, God is truth, is power. His praise is, he's the ocean of love, merciful Lord and bestower of blessings. Ocean of love, merciful Lord, and the bestower of blessings. What it is that we, which aspect of this love, I the soul am connected. What is difference between mercy, love and blessings? It is the power of love, God's love brings him here. From incorporeal world to corporeal world. And the soul's experience is love only when he comes on this planet. In the golden age, we are not aware from where did we get all this fortune, happiness, power, purity, wisdom, truth, sovereignty, kingdom. So we are not expressing at that time the love. When did we receive it at this? He does not come in the golden age. He does not come in the copper age and iron age either. In incorporeal world is peace, is power, but the love, the soul's tuners experience there. In the soul world, the souls are not experiencing love. Only at the confluence age, when he expresses and gives the proof of his love. On the path of bhakti, we experience mercy of God. But that is love, that is aspect of love. But it is in the packet of mercy. Difference between love and mercy. Love is actually offer support, sustenance, care, attention, protection beforehand, not at the time of need. God, the Father, the parents, this time at the confluence age also gives love and at the same time he also expresses how he has been merciful. Love means relationship, belonging. On the path of bhakti, the souls do remember God, but it's a different relationship. It's a relationship of a beggar asking for peace, asking for love. Love does not wait to be asked. Love is means without asking, without aiming, being aware of what you are receiving is given. This is why it is called selfless love, benevolent love, pure love, unlimited love, divine love, spiritual love. So Baba says that it is the love that brings you close to me, and it is also my love. But how does he first express his love? Many souls say, yeah, God is love, but I don't experience love. But how does he express his love? His love first thing is to make me aware. When love is there, you actually instantly try to protect them, support them, uplift them, enable them, just like parents love. Parents do not give love only when the child is born. Their love is expressed beforehand, all the preparation of the child's comfort, thinking of their education, thinking of all their vision that how my child will be, where he would be studying, what he will become. Parents have dreamed beforehand of their elevated stage. In the same way, when God comes here, he comes with a dream, as parents have dreamed for the children, to see me again, what he had made me before, a pure divine being, an elevated soul. And so it is the expression of God's love is first made me aware what kind of love I give. It's not the emotional love. It is not the physical love. It is not the love that you experience from human beings. It's godly love. And God is bodiless. And he gives the soul to bodiless soul. But not where he is bodiless and other souls are bodiless. The wonder is that incorporeal, who is bodiless, comes in the body, and in order to make us experience his love, he says, you have been in the body for a long period of time. Now if you want to experience my love, be bodiless. Because it's the spiritual love. It is pure love. This pure love is magnetic. Spiritual love is magnetic energy. Spiritual love empowers the soul. Godly love empowers the soul to create, have the courage to break all the bondages, to overcome difficulties, to conquer challenges. It is the power. Only when I understand that God loves me, not the body, me the soul. Only then when soul is cut, so he had to give first what is love. His love in the form of the knowledge and creating self-respect in me. I lost love for my own self when I lost my self-respect. I started feeling guilty when I became sinner, impure, unworthy, downtrodden. I could not love myself. And so God first make me aware how valuable you are, how pure you are, how respect worthy you are. So this is why his love is expressed in the form of knowledge. And it is not incognito. It is general for everyone. Understanding Baba gives in for everyone. So Father is forever. He is for all the souls. But his love is expressed in the form of a teacher, in the relationship of the teacher. And when we understand a teaching, it means first to teach myself. He gives me who you are, what your qualities are, what your original status was, what your strength in you. So he makes me aware of what. So in this way, creating, giving me my new identity, giving me my new my self-respect. But it is when knowledge is clear, what I receive from God, and you begin to understand and believe, automatically gratitude comes. And if I have not understood the knowledge, no matter how much Baba is giving, we are not able to catch his love. And we are not able to appreciate. The appreciation, because I'm not recognizing the value, the diamond, it is just like someone is giving me a diamond and I think it's a stone. No matter how much valuable it is, for me it is no joy of having it. And so first Baba gives me, it is a relationship with the teacher. He's a father of all, he's Satguru of all, liberator of all. But his love can be experienced, can be achieved, enjoyed by having Baba, the ocean of knowledge, my teacher. He gives the love in form of knowledge, and the more and more you are able to realize yourself as knowing myself, the self begins to accept and understand teachings, and in this way, this love, which is the true love, protecting me, guiding me, enabling me, making me powerful, careful. But then at the same time, he is also telling that when I experience this love, when you experience this love, you cannot stay without appreciating. But why I'm not experiencing, something is missing, that I am not believing what he's saying is true. He is truth. But when he's telling me what I'm comparing myself, I am comparing my stage of the past which I was in the path of bhakti. So I put my weaknesses before, my defects before, that what that blocks me to see my real qualities and my real self. And so this is what is, in other words, we say, body consciousness does not allow me to experience love, neither of my own self, neither of other human beings, and nor of God. In soul consciousness, the soul is experiencing God's love, and that is with pure consciousness, the soul love for Baba is, and then you begin to experience the more and more Baba, you are able to catch it. It is just like, or Baba best gives you, like showers upon you the blessings, not only just the, and he still keeps mercy. Mercy means that we have made mistakes, we have been suffering, but he does not blame us. He immediately first comes to protect and support us. Mercy is afterward support. If somebody is sick, you feel mercy. If somebody is poor, you give them wealth. But love, you make arrangement for beforehand. And so at the confluence age, he makes all the arrangements of the golden aged kingdom for me, but at the same time, he is enabling me to get that achievement, get that power from Baba. So sustenance of the Father's love is by being soul conscious. And godly love is through teachings, but Baba says that you are not able to imbibe it, you are not able to take it in that love, because the soul is not understanding the value, what the love that Baba is giving me. Love is not a physical thing. Love is the power of purity. The power that the soul is able to transform itself. And so he does not say that if you see, if the mistakes are made, he does not reject us. He does not hate us. He still makes us aware that I have come to make you so, you were so elevated. He does not say that you now you are degraded, you were elevated. So first he shows me my beauty, and then he shall see the contrast. And in order to show my beauty and then my ugliness, then I, when I'm able to understand, I begin to love myself. And when the soul begins to love the self, is able to experience more and more God's love and is appreciated. So mercy, God's love in the form of becoming, I'm child of God and I have inheritance. This is my birthright. All my qualities, all my powers are as natural qualities in me. But by without becoming, having relationship with the teacher, I cannot, without knowledge, I cannot claim the inheritance. Why it is that the other souls do not claim the kingdom when they are all children of God? Because relationship of the teacher is missing. So at this time, he becomes our teacher and then supports us in different ways. And this is why Baba says today, as soon as this loveful relationship is there, then Baba is giving you the blessings of being ever fortunate, ever healthy, ever wealthy, by eating the nourishment of happiness, by recognizing the value of what Baba is making me. What is it is how he's liberating me from my sufferings or my weaknesses. And so this aspect, Baba says, then I help you. Sometimes souls do not, because they are not able to appreciate, they block themselves. Even the Father, for example, in Lokic way, they If, for example, your mother cooks something for you, and you say, oh, it was so tasty. Next time mother cooks specially and gives attention and cooks this for you, oh, you like this. So when I begin to appreciate what Baba is giving and I begin to believe in me, more and more my connection naturally becomes with him. And in this way, I begin to recognize the truth and I say, yes, Baba, what you are saying is true. Gracious, I was a divine being and I will become again. So then three mantras of Manmana Bhav. My mind is focused on Baba, so my mind becomes clear, powerful, because soul is experiencing love. And when the mind has not accepted, the thoughts will not change. When thoughts, without knowledge, thoughts cannot be changed. It is the right understanding. Your intellect guides the mind. And if intellect is not connected, this knowledge is not in myself, has faith in my intellect. No matter how much I love God, or I say, I would not be able to imbibe that, because the proof is there that if I have imbibed, it is not only I love God. Love will work love with everyone, for everyone, in every situation. Fire is fire. It doesn't mean that fire only when it is burning at one place it's fire, another place there's no light and no heat in it. So reality is reality. So if I have really accepted and understood his teachings, his love in the form of his teachings, I will put that in practice. Because whom you love, you accept their guidance. If you love, you understand the signal as well. With anyone you love, you want to actually give the proof that what you said, I do it. So you will be able to imbibe practical that love, this love for soul consciousness, for self, and you begin to see in the same way love for other souls as well. And that's why, and in soul consciousness, I am able to give love to others. In body consciousness, I become possessive. I don't let go. I am giving love, but I am trying to draw something from them rather than giving. But love means let go. Love means be light, lightness. And you are open, even the weaknesses are there. You are open to understand. You are open to communicate with them. You are open to guide them. You don't hate them. You don't reject them. So first thing is the teachings become natural in my life. It means I would be able to imbibe knowledge, love in the form of knowledge of virtues. It is not only just knowledge that I am a soul. It is love is one of the virtue and one of the power. So in the same way, it is, because that is what the expression, care, compassion, dedication, it's one of the quality presents itself. The love presents itself as one of the qualities. That's why mother's love is there, she cares. She has dedication. Parents have love for the children. They work very hard and then they support their children. And so at that time, the hard work is not considered hard work. It becomes everything easy. So if I love Baba, then what Baba is teaching me, that I will become the embodiment of knowledge. An embodiment of knowledge means the embodiment of knowledge of the original qualities of God, original powers of God, and original power of myself. Then, this what is happening, the proof is there that we automatically, in soul consciousness, go beyond this caste, color, age, religion. You go beyond all these barriers which has created violence or which has created problems in the society. And so this is why God is love, that He instantly makes us open to let go from the past influences and open yourself to understand more and more. Open to accept others. Open to appreciate the specialities of others. And another aspect of love is God's love. Because of knowledge, His vision for me is not path of bhakti that I was degraded. His vision for me, I was a divine being. I was a perfect being. I was double crowned king. I was so elevated. So love has a pure vision. Love has a divine vision. So Baba's vision for me, in the same way, even there are some weaknesses are in others, you would immediately think of helping them, improving them, supporting them. And this is what Baba, when we come to Baba, and Baba says, have mercy on others, have love for others. What it is, the souls are crying, but you make liberate them, make them like yourself as you are. So Baba's love becomes real love, and you begin to experience help from everywhere. Baba then actually begins to support. It is not that direct Baba himself has to come. It is just like Brahma Baba says, Shiva Baba says, all these Brahmins are my army. They are my hands. Once there is, you begin to imbibe virtues, then even there are some difficulties, some problems, some challenges, you automatically receive help from here. If this is Baba says, the family begins to support, the time begins to help you, circumstances change in a very different way, in indirect way, through someone, through Baba's children, He actually then becomes our support, strength, empowering the soul or supporting the souls. And so, this pure love that it is, when I am able to understand, my love also becomes selfless love and benevolent love. My meeting with each other, my relationship with each other, makes me free from bodily attraction and worldly desires, then automatically I am recognizing the truth, the true love, and my relationship with Baba, the truth is there. And then Baba is actually bestower of blessings. Then it is you don't make effort anymore. It is automatically blessings are received from God. So Baba, the Satguru, liberates you from working hard, liberates you from the hopelessness, liberates you from I cannot do anything. If this is what Baba says, I am. Why you make it is? I make love makes everything easy because you are getting support. I am your companion. You keep company with me. I am your canopy. So if when I am understanding, believing this, imbibing these powers within me, then automatically the truth of knowledge that Baba has given, the truth of spiritual yoga power Baba has given to us, in this way you feel liberation. And you don't make it any kind of difficulty with it, because nothing is difficult. Baba is the teacher. Easy Raj Yoga, he is teaching. So then the aim that Baba has given, it doesn't become only the vision. It becomes totally focus. And Baba's power, family's power, your elevated actions power, automatically enables you to reach your goal And you are able to have vision for yourself as well, elevated. You have vision for others as well. And so, more and more I am letting go of my body consciousness. I am beginning to love myself. More and more I let go the weaknesses of others and open myself to learn from them. My vision, my love, my heart opens and I will be able to have support them. It is mercy. It is forgiveness. It means the love begin to express in the form of mercy, in the form of support, in the form of forgiveness, in the form of the benevolence. So godly qualities then become our qualities. And that is the proof that yes, I have received God's love. If I am not expressing and if I am not sharing, it means Baba says that you are not making it your natural energy. You start giving, you become deity. When you are asking, you become a devotee. So this is Brahmin Jeevan, Brahmin life. When I begin to have love for Baba, but also love for myself, love for service, which is Baba says, serviceable child cannot say without service. What is? It's a love. That is proof that he is Baba's helper. You become, your dedication become natural. Your sacrifice become natural. Your time, energy, what you give, you don't count for that. So these godly qualities, love, then expresses in the form of knowledge. Love expresses in the form of relationship. Love expresses in the form of supporting myself and supporting others and bringing so connecting souls with God. And so then you love yourself, love God and love others. So then Baba starts giving blessings, others start giving blessings, and this is what it's called the bestower of blessings. So first you have to experience the relationship. Not God's mercy. Mercy is second quality love. But the blessings is the first quality love, because it makes then everything easy. And that is possible only when I have the quality of honesty and humility. When I'm honest, I am working properly. And then I don't have possessiveness and an ego in it. After doing it, it's not that I am giving. It is not me. It's the power of God's work is doing. He made me only instrument. Just like doctor tell you does not cure you. It is called doctor has cured you. It is the medicine that cures. So in the same way, Baba says it's not you forget of I consciousness in that. You begin to appreciate the more and more you love others. You become so happy when others are experiencing. There's no jealousy. Love, proof of love is that I would never have jealousy if God loves others more. Physical love, worldly love, you will have jealousy, you will have waste thoughts, you will have criticism, you will try to create obstacles. But when God's pure love is there, the truth love, true love is there, the more you experience Baba's love, the more you come closer to Baba, the more you begin to progress, what happens? You are happy. For example, your students who you give knowledge, they begin to experience much more and more, you are happy. Are you jealous? No, you are happy. Because this true love is means no weaknesses, no vices, no defects, but it is perfect. This is why this God's love is truth. God's love is purity, and purity is the power. So Satguru's love is true love, which makes us true gold, real gold. Om Shanti.